Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. The SS United States is straight off of the tip of South Florida, all along the Keys right now. It's kind of cool on Garmin. You can actually track the progress of the ship as it's making its way here to our part of the Gulf Coast. Joining us now by phone, we have Lisa Newell. She is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. The paper comes out every Thursday, and we give you a little taste of what's in the paper here in the morning. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. By the way, Splash is ready for March. Let me tell you, March has got so much going on. Not only spring break, but there's just like, of course, St. Patrick's Day. We've got the Arts Festival in Gulf Breeze. Gulf Breeze celebrates the arts. The Rotary is going to have their gumbo cook-off. We have got so much happening, and that's just scratching the surface. Pick up a copy of Splash. It is inside Gulf Breeze News every month. And we also put it out at different locations so that tourists and locals can pick it up and have their calendar of events and see what's happening in the arts and happen, you know, as far as where to eat, where to shop, where to play. So it looks like a lot of fun in March. I can't wait.
Yeah, and even like you mentioned it, all the stuff that's going on, we've got Foiling Week, right, that's going to be starting like today. So you're going to be able to see events all off of in the Gulf and out on the beach. And it's just there's a lot of people that don't know this is coming and they're going to be like, what's that? So there's a lot of stuff going on with
it. I know. And there's a lot going on. We've got the calendar in our paper, too, so we can tell where they're going to be, what's going to happen. And, yeah, those are so fun to watch. I don't know if I could ever actually balance on one of those things. I'd love to try it, though.
Yeah.
It looks like a huge rush, you know.
I'd be that guy. I'd be like, all right, we need to pull back around and get Andrew out of the water. Gulf Breeze, UMC, United Methodist Church, an acronym I was raised on. My dad is a United Methodist pastor. Gulf Breeze, UMC is celebrating a big anniversary, right?
Yes, Gulf Breeze United Methodist Church is 70 years old, which predates the city of Gulf Breeze. And in a lot of ways, the people who started, you know, organizing this community really is what led to the incorporation of Gulf Breeze in 1961. So it was, you know, several years ago, there were very few people who were living here. They did have an elementary school, but they just had about seven people decide, you know what, we need a Methodist church here. And so they started asking some of the local pastors from Pensacola to come over and start a Sunday afternoon service. After that, they started, you know, they had a vacation Bible school. Then, you know, eventually they built a sanctuary, and then they built another sanctuary, and that is on Fairpoint Drive. On Sunday at 10 o'clock, they're going to have a combined service, and they're going to have, you know, lunch, and I think the bishop is going to come, and it's going to be a real big celebration of the church and everything that's meant to this community, because literally from, you know, birth to death, you have got, you know, people, they serve everyone, church members, non-church members, they're very community oriented. And so we just really need to celebrate the impact that Gulf Breeze United Methodist Church has had on Gulf Breeze.
No, it's a great point. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I hadn't realized that Gulf Breeze itself as a city is only 64. You know, so the church is older than the city, like you said, by about 9 years. And at 70, that church is almost old enough to be president. both our past and current president were around before the church. And obviously a lot of citizens in Gulf Breeze, too. No, very cool. I love to hear that. Wayside Park is getting a name change. What's this all about?
Well, okay, when you say Wayside Park, are you talking about the one in Gulf Breeze? It comes on the Pensacola. There's one.
Everybody's
so
got a
Wayside Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wayside Park is just like a placeholder name. It doesn't really have anything that identifies it. So the city is saying, you know what, we need a better name for that park. We need something that really comes up and, you know, kind of has a little bit more style. And so therefore we can say this is our park. So, yeah, they are looking for the opportunity to change the name of that park. And, yeah, that park has been a lot of things because it's right there at the base of the bridge in Gulf Breeze. It was the staging area for the construction of the new bridge. And so it kind of got, you know, they just used it as a staging area. So it really wasn't that gorgeous. They're trying to remodel it, make it more beautiful, make it something that people can can come down, have lunch, bring your family, enjoy the waterside. Of course, they want to do the boat launch there. It is also a turnaround so that you can turn around and go reverse course on Highway 98. But so, yeah, that's something that will be coming up in the future.
Is it going to be a
renaming of the Wayside Park?
Do you think, do you know yet? That's news to me. I hadn't heard that. Are they planning on doing like a contest or public submissions or, you know, because I know when like the city of Pensacola named its street sweepers, you know, there was a lot of fun in naming them. And
yeah,
the first person who says Parky McParkface for the Wayside Park renaming, they lose their citizenship for a year. But do you know, is there a planned process for this?
They are asking for public input. So, yes, you can probably go to the city website and submit your favorite name or several names. I mean, there's so much opportunity there, and I hope it isn't Parky McParkface.
I think it will. I think cooler heads will probably prevail on that one. Lisa, you've also got a good story talking about all the drama in Santa Rosa County over the makeup of this land development code rewrite task force. That's been a big topic of conversation. Also, the moves by the county as they're building a wastewater treatment plant in the industrial park, that they may actually acquire some customers in East Milton, right? That's part of their plan, maybe.
Well, they're talking about the growth that's out there because East Milton is growing, and also they have all these industrial parks. They need more water capacity. This is a huge growth issue for the county. And so right now they are looking at purchasing some of the assets of the city of Milton to create a wastewater treatment plant, which would take care of some of those needs in the future. You know, water, I tell you all the time, we're talking about water. It is one of the most important topics, whether it's wastewater, it's sewer, it's,
effluent.
Yes, it's always a big topic. And, you know, although it's not really sexy, it's vital.
Yeah.
So we constantly are talking about water.
I think that the, at some point in your life, you learn the word infrastructure and you realize it's important. And probably real, like when you're a member of the political community, is when you realize that things like road capacity, stormwater management, and sewer capacity are like the most vital things we're thinking about in terms of quality of life that nobody ever wants to think about. But if they're not done properly, it's a huge problem. You got all kinds of stuff in the paper, as you say, including Splash Magazine. Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday. Lisa, thanks for keeping the community informed. I appreciate it.
Oh, don't forget Mardi Gras this weekend, too.
Amen.
So lots of things going on, and I hope that I get to see you, Andrew, in the brief.
Yes, ma'am. Laissez le bon temps rouler. 8:17 on News Radio 92.3. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Andrew. There is a vehicle crash with injuries. Pensacola Boulevard and West Airport Boulevard. No roadblock in that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
By the way, I know how to say that, not because I live here, but because I took 4 years of high school French. So
good for you.
Thank you. Actually, more often than not, that gets in my way when I'm trying to pronounce local names. So, sorry, it just does. We have our own way. And that's fine. Hey, if you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is an outstanding place to go shopping. They have a wide selection, about 300 cars, trucks, vans, minivans, SUVs, sports cars, Jeeps on the lot at any given moment. And what I like about them is you can sample as many as you like, side by side. So you can really compare. And, you know, one of the things, first of all, driving around to all a bunch of different places is annoying. And, you know, having to, no offense, salespeople, but meet a bunch of different salespeople is annoying. At Frontier, it's all in one place. And then the other advantage is, you know, you don't have to forget what the third car go was because it's right there. If you drive three or four cars, you can go back and look at that one, think about it. And sometimes it's really small things that you don't notice. And then you buy a car and you're like, oh, I wish I'd have paid attention to that. So that's the value of trying a bunch and seeing what you like and what you don't like. And Frontier has good quality cars, 2, 3, 4 years old. Our car was a year old when we bought it. It had 12,000 miles on it. They warranty them to 100,000 miles in 10 years, so they take really good care of you. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running? Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee-owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You're a prisoner?
It's all part and parcel, the whole genie gig.
Phenomenal cosmic powers!
Itty-bitty living space.
That's some B-side deep cut cars for you. That's the good stuff right there. 821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Yes, I am right here with the headlines, Andrew. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, and he says that his country is preparing for negotiations with the U.S. over security guarantees and what he's calling crucial aid. Zelensky is expected to meet with President Trump and sign a minerals deal as well. A court order requiring the Trump administration to release foreign aid funding has been temporarily paused by the Supreme Court. The Justice Department filed an emergency application to the Supreme Court Wednesday. They said they didn't have enough time to unfreeze the $2 billion in aid money, despite being ordered to release it 2 weeks ago. And Pope Francis is showing some slight improvements today, according to the Vatican. The latest update said that he slept well overnight and continues resting in the hospital. He's been there for nearly 2 weeks now. Hundreds of people gathered in St. Peter's Square yesterday to pray for him.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 822 News Radio 92.3. The mayor actually had kind of an interesting announcement yesterday when he was talking about Mayor D.C. Reeves, when he was talking about the old ECUA property. That's the kind reference for it. The less kind reference for that is Old Stinky. that's the giant empty plot of land north of the Community Maritime Park that, of course, used to have the wastewater treatment plant way back, long before I was here even. But, you know, names do stick, and that one is an apt name. No, we don't want to call Wayside Park the Old Stinky. No, that would be unkind. I thought this was actually really good news.
Start to see site activity on the western half of the ECUA property. We're calling it 390 Club Street, but it's the western side, closer to the Joe Patty's. There's 282 units going in on the western 8 acres there. To be clear, there's no city involvement in this other than obviously handling permits like we do with any type of private transactions. A private property owner, private seller, private buyer. So there's no direct city involvement in this, but because we've seen that big empty piece of property for a long time and something's changing, we just want to narrate to the community that so we make sure the facts are out there of what's going on there. And that's 282 units of housing. We talk about housing as a crisis at every level, market rate or otherwise. I know foundation permits were issued and the building permits are in review right now. So if you go down there, you might see some equipment, you might start to see some staging, some things like that on the western half. So again, adding 280 units anywhere in our city is always a good thing, considering the housing crisis we're in.
Man, talk about a primo location for downtown. You know, you're, what, 3 blocks off of Palafox and right next to Wahoo Stadium? And, I mean, that's fantastic. And that's not the only announcement.
And then on the eastern half, we're calling 411 south of Villers. So that's at DeVillers and Maine there. There's a proposed 324 units. And it's a little further behind. You won't see as much activity there, but there's a civil and site permit under review. Foundation permits are under review, and no building permits have been submitted. So, but the proposal there is also, you know, another 320 units. So all told, if both of these come to fruition, you're talking about injecting 600 units of residential in our community. And so we're certainly excited about that.
That's, again, great, assuming that the second project actually comes to fruition. That one's not quite as far along as he said. But, yeah, 606 altogether. There have been so many conversations about what could be developed there and what they would look like and, you know, would they follow kind of the best practices, new urbanism sort of stuff where you have, you know, hidden garages or, you know, basically the living space above an interior garage, you know, just kind of all of that stuff. So I'm very curious to see what happens on that. Assuming, again, I know the first one is looks like it's an in the works, and the second one it's a, you know, maybe, but a likely at this point. So 600 units right there at that plot. That's good. Old Stinky, the old ECUA plant. 825 News Radio 92.3 PJ has got traffic on the fives. PJ?
There is a vehicle crash with injuries at Pensacola Boulevard and West Airport Boulevard. No roadblock in that area. Also have a vehicle crash at Leahy Drive and North Navy Boulevard. Road is clear in that area as well. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, sir. Oh, somebody texts and asks, what about Community Maritime Park for parking on Saturday? The Wahoo Stadium, will that be open? Oh, I got it. I'm going to tell you, and then Mike Wood is going to text me if I'm wrong. But here's how I understand it. The parking will be open. That's exactly where the barricade is going to be. But remember, it's foiling week going on, so access to that is going to be pretty limited because a lot of people are going to be watching the sailing and races and things that are happening. So I hope I'm not wrong about that. I would not count on that. Okay, I'm going to tell you my own plan. My own plan is to park well north of Garden Street and probably like maybe somewhere like the library is about as close as you're likely to be able to effectively park to that part of the parade is my own guess. Okay. And go early. That's a key thing. Go early. Cause they're going to do their best and, you know, but they're trying to keep you safe and also, you know, manage a very high volume event, on the Pensacola streets. Oh, this is, you know, I've been talking about, Caroline Leavitt and, you know, some of the stuff I disagree with her saying in the press conference and all that. Somebody gave me a funny text. They said, I mean, he didn't mean to be funny. I found it to be funny. Sent me the text in and says, you know, and this person had previously called me Mr. Liberal. In this text called me Mr. Liberal. Mr. Liberal, we lived through 4 years of hell. Why don't you shut the same word off, back off Trump and let us enjoy these 4 years. How about that? And we are tired of hearing you up here in Jay. Okay. I understand. Hey, and, you know, if you disagree with me about something, I will not always, but often read your comment on the air. I always think it's interesting when somebody will call me liberal and I think, well, that's a new one. Because, you know, if you go by viewpoint, I think kind of hard to make that case. In my world, though, my answer to him was truth is always first. Critical thinking and fair evaluation is always first. When Trump is right, I'm going to praise him. And he's been right about a lot. I mean, he really has. And look, even with all of the problems of like the Doge approach, I'm hoping for the best. So when he's right, I'll praise him. When he's wrong, I'll criticize him. That's my job. Same for Obama. Same for Biden. And keep in mind that I voted for him and I would again. I believe in Trump. His personality stuff drives me up the wall. But as a policy and making America function well and even with the whole Gulf of Mexico nonsense. Yeah, I mean, I know there's going to be like hiccups and things that drive me crazy. That's, again, that's part of it. Now, here's where, by the way, criticizing a person does not mean that you're against that person. Everybody has flaws. Everybody has their failings. Everybody has their successes and their virtue spots, and you've got to be able to present both of those. So one of the things that concerns me is big-time Trump supporters treat you like the enemy if you criticize their guy. That's bad. Nobody's perfect. Everybody's got their flaws. If you can't admit somebody's flaws, and nobody's completely worthless. Biden had his virtues and Obama had their virtues. Got to be fair about these things. Anyway, I will say one of the things that he did over the last week that cracked me up, and it just, have you seen, PJ, have you seen the Trump Gaza video? On Truth Social, Trump.
I think I saw a picture.
Trump. There's no good truth. I don't know. It's a stupid thing. Anyway, an AI-generated video of his development idea for the Gaza Strip.
Tunnels coming to set you free, bringing the light for all to see. No more tunnels, no more fear. Trump Gaza is finally here. Trump Gaza shining bright.
And it's gold, and it's sports cars, and it's palm trees.
Trump Gaza number one. Trump Gaza shining bright. Golden future, a brand new light. Feast and dance, the deal is done. Trump Gaza number one.
And it's Trump and Bibi Netanyahu sitting on the med on lounge chairs sipping daiquiris in the revitalized Gaza Strip. Like, it's simultaneously the most absurd and cool and horrifying and amazing thing. It's like, if he could actually pull something like that off, I don't know. It made me laugh good. You know, go see it for yourself. It's amazing.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The actor Gene Hackman's death is under investigation. The Santa Fe County, New Mexico Sheriff's Office says foul play is not suspected. Hackman was 95.
He, his 63-year-old wife, and their dog were found dead in their home. A sheriff's office spokesperson said deputies responded to a request to do a welfare check at the home and found them. Hackman is being remembered for his dozens of films, including roles in The French Connection and Unforgiven, both of which garnered him Oscars, as well as performances in Superman, Hoosiers, Mississippi Burning, and his breakout performance in Bonnie and Clyde, among others.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Trump meets with the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House. Starmer says ahead of the meeting, he wants U.S. security guarantees to deter Russia from reinvading Ukraine after the war.
We want a new partnership because our history shows that when we work together, great things happen.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got mostly cloudy skies right now. It is 65 degrees in Pensacola today. Well, state officials say the black bear population in the state has grown enough that the FWC is now considering a statewide bear hunt.
Hunting should be the first tool considered for managing bears in areas where they're overpopulated.
Gary Lester with the FWC, and that was discussed in December at a public meeting. Officials say the population of bears is over 4,000 here in Northwest Florida, a lot smaller, just over 100. But if a hunt is approved, it would be the first since 2015. The FWC asking residents for comments on the issue. You can email those to bearcomments@myfwc.com. The state is expanding its partnership with ICE to stop illegal immigration. Governor DeSantis announced yesterday he's giving all 67 county sheriffs across the state the authority to act as federal immigration agents. That would allow deputies to enforce immigration laws in the course of their regular duties. The governor said if all states did that, the problem of illegal immigration would go away quicker and communities would be safer. He also called it an essential step to restoring the rule of law. Well, another commercial lunar lander is on its way to the moon.
Falcon 9 carrying IM-2's lunar lander Athena has successfully lifted off of pad 39A. We're heading to the moon.
Athena was launched on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket last night from the Kennedy Space Center. That's Intuitive Machines' second lunar lander. Their first, Odysseus, landed on the moon about a year ago. Athena is expected to land on March 6th. SpaceX also had a launch where they sent several more Starlink satellites into orbit yesterday. Republican Congressman Byron Donalds announcing his run for governor this week. Of course, he made that announcement yesterday on Fox News, but he's already been endorsed by President Trump. Barry University's Sean Foreman says he's expecting other candidates to make announcements soon, such as current Governor Ron DeSantis' wife, Casey.
She's going to run for this election. She's going to have to gear up and make that announcement pretty soon before Donalds gets all the momentum and all the attention and becomes a really strong front runner.
And on the Democrat side, there's no clear choice yet, but early possibilities could include party chair Nikki Fried, Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava, and State Senator Jason Pizzo. Well, State Senator Lori Berman is backing a bill to prepare Florida for a possible bird flu outbreak. Berman said she wants Florida to come up with a comprehensive response plan because it's better to be safe then sorry.
Having birds who are dying and watching the price of eggs, and I thought we need to be prepared in case there is an outbreak of human-to-human transmission as well as animal-to-human transmission.
And Florida is not among the 13 states that have confirmed cases so far. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and PJ's got a look at our traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by PureTalk.com. It's time to ditch big wireless. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. Dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. Taking a look at the big board, there's a vehicle crash at Leahy Drive and North Navy Boulevard. Roadway is clear in that area. Also scrolling over to Navarre, US 98 eastbound. Looks like there's a little bit of congestion from Navarre Sound Circle to Panhandle Trail. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be looking at some clouds throughout the day today. 20% chance of a stray sprinkle. Otherwise, cloudy skies, high near 72. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 48. For Friday, we will have sunny skies, high near 68 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 48 degrees. On Saturday, looking at some sunny skies with a high near 70 and a low near 50 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 65 in Pensacola, 63 in Gulf Breeze, 58 in Milton. And your money now this morning. The markets are up at the opening bell. The Dow up 171.5 points at 43,604.61. S&P up 36 and a quarter points at 59,92.31. NASDAQ up 158.99 at 19,234.25. 10-year bond rate up at 4.306% today. Gold price is down 26.80 at 29.03.80. Silver prices are down 16 cents at 32.11. Taking a look at our crypto, up across the board today. Bitcoin at 86,229.41. Ethereum's up 36.85 at 23.49. Solana's up $5. Dogecoin up a cent, XRP up 2 cents for today. The FDA has given the thumbs up to a smartwatch safety feature.
On Wednesday, Google revealed that the agency cleared the loss of pulse detection on the Pixel Watch 3. The feature was announced last August and is currently available in 14 countries. The FDA's approval now paves the way for it to be available to the U.S. by the end of next month. The feature is designed to ask a watch user if they're okay if a pulse is not detected. If there's no response, the watch calls 911 and also gives the location of the user. I'm at Mattinson.
Thank you very much. Unemployment claims are at their highest level so far this year. The Labor Department reporting initial filings for unemployment benefits hit 242,000 for the week that ended February 22nd. That's up 22,000 from the week before and well above the Dow Jones estimate of 225,000. It's the highest number of unemployment claims reported since October of 2024. Well, talks are continuing to end a strike by correctional officers in New York. Wednesday was the third day of mediation between the state, the Department of Corrections, and community supervision workers there. That strike began February 17th. It's 8:38 at News Radio 92.3. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
At PennAir Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from PennAir Credit Union, because at PennAir, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at PennAir.org/carloan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from PennAir Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this one was sort of decided for me by circumstances today, since we lost one of our favorite all-time actors. Gene Hackman passed away, and under what are at this point still unknown circumstances, but I'm kind of just assuming that it was carbon monoxide or natural gas or something along those lines. Remember, carbon monoxide is heavier than air, so that would also certainly explain the passing of the dog. I don't know. I'm just, you know, that's my assumption. He was in his 90s. She was 63, I think 95 and 63, if I remember correctly. And, you know, when they tell us, they'll tell us. But you say, and I mean it sincerely, that when somebody, we miss somebody or we're sad when they leave because they were such a blessing to us, and we think of all the ways in which they made our lives richer. So I just thought an appropriate tribute, and we'll probably, unfortunately, given my own age and many of you, the age of losing our favorite actors is happening. And our musicians and our, you know, like that's going to be a thing. So question is 437-1620 Gene Hackman. What's your favorite or the one you want to remember? It doesn't have to be like, you know, sometimes you feel like, well, I got to really think about what's okay. But what's the one you just want to remember? You know, because we may say or somebody else may say the one you would want to say, but you want to say, but I remember this one, too. And especially with what I'm describing as a hybrid lead slash character actor. That he was, that there's so many. Oh, my God, there's so many. So 437-1620, 437-1620. What's the Gene Hackman movie that you want to remember or the role or the favorite, however you want to answer the question? PJ, first up?
Behind Enemy Lines.
Okay. And
he played
it is,
the Admiral.
It is Owen Wilson, right? We'd figured out?
Correct,
okay,
yes.
And he played the Admiral?
The Admiral of the aircraft carrier.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, yeah. And which is, you know, a role you think of him as, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he's been a sub-commander in Crimson Tide. Aircraft carrier commander, captain, and Behind Enemy Lines. Great movie, by the way. Meg, do you have one?
I do, but I'm going to be aging myself with this one.
It's all right.
For sure. He won Best Actor. He won an Oscar for this role.
I know which one this is.
And this is Jimmy Popeye Doyle in William Friedkin's The French Connection.
Oh, it's such a great movie.
1971.
Yeah.
And I was, I'm not going to say what school I was in at that time. However, it had a big impact. That movie was wild. I just remember the car chase and the acting. I mean, everything about that movie was, at the time, groundbreaking.
Yeah, that was the height of the, like, 70s action dramas.
Yeah, it was
that
really
were,
groundbreaking.
You know, think of, like, Bullet and this connection and that kind of, yeah, no,
if
absolutely.
If you watch it now, you'd probably be like, ho-hum. But
so
back
boring.
Then, yeah, it was like,
right.
Woo-hoo, it was like the big thing. He also won an Oscar for Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood.
And that is my favorite.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, that's
steal
okay.
Your thunder.
No, I was born in 71, so.
Oh, stop it. Oh, God.
I love you, Meg. Welcome to the station.
I know there's people out there that sympathize with me.
Oh, no, absolutely.
They're so mean to me.
You know, the thing about this station is people tend to think that news radio is kind of like for older people.
Mm-hmm.
And I get so many people like, my son in junior high loves listening in the car. Or, you know, like I meet a bartender and they're like, I love listening to your show. I'm like, how old are you? He's like 28. You know, like, excellent. That's what we're doing. And
well,
you know,
I love movies. So, I mean, I love
I
old
know,
classic
same.
Movies from like the 40s all the way up to what's out there now. So
same.
I'm a huge movie
100%.
Fan.
I have, if there's any one part of my life that has chewed up the biggest chunk of it in what at least some people would say was an unproductive way, is movies.
Absolutely.
And TV. And I worked at Blockbuster, for goodness sakes. You know, I am a, like, I love movies. I used to do movie reviews on the show when I was in Phoenix. I don't do them here, but, you know.
You
whatever.
Should.
No, there's reasons. My movie reviews are long. We'll talk about that a different day. Anyway, so what was your favorite? I hate to pick a favorite, but Unforgiven is, you know, I'll leave Unforgiven aside because there's another one that is probably more my favorite than even Unforgiven, which is Enemy of the State. I love the movie Enemy of the State with Will Smith. Mm-hmm. That movie's just like, I can watch that movie again and again and again. It's fantastic. And I have so many favorites. So we'll go to the callers, 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody here says, I loved him in The Birdcage. See, I don't remember him in Birdcage.
Yes, he was.
What was his role in Birdcage? And I only saw it once, so it's not that fresh in my head. But
He played a gay man, and he was very. Was he the father? No, I have to think now.
I can't remember his relationship to the other.
Yeah, but
of the
I can
plot.
See him. I can see what he was wearing.
And then this person also says, "And Crimson Tide," which is yes, such a good. My favorite scene from Crimson Tide is in the very beginning. When they're getting ready to go, they're diving for the first time, and they're looking at the sunset, and they're smoking cigars, and you know Denzel Washington doesn't say anything, and he says, "Well done. Good job knowing when to not say anything." You know, like that's and then the rest of the movie is just fantastic. Somebody told me that the Navy did not endorse that film because it kind of there's a, you know, mutiny theme, you know, and that maybe some of the filmography that they had was not like sanctioned by the Navy particularly.
He was really good in that movie.
Oh, yes, I mean that movie is reminiscent of all of the old time World War II sub movies of Run Silent, Run Deep and
I love that movie.
That kind of stuff. So I love that movie. And I love a good sub movie. You know, Hunt for Red October's got more notoriety, but it didn't have Gene Hackman.
That's right.
Let's see. 437-1620. Oh, he was the conservative Senator Keeley in Birdcage, is what somebody says here. Okay.
I'm remembering him at the end because he ends up dancing at the end.
Okay.
That's what I remembered. Yeah, see, they were absolutely right.
Hoosiers, somebody says. Classic. All time classic. Which is probably like 40 years old now.
1986.
Yeah.
We own that one.
39.
Ouch.
We are all not young. He was so good in The Firm.
The Firm. That's what I was just thinking of, because that moment where he's
the behind-the-scenes partner.
Yes, he's very vulnerable in that movie.
Yeah, that's
a
great one.
Love that one.
Somebody says The Replacements as the head coach. I would say that in the grand panoply of sports movies, maybe not top tier, The Replacements, but a fun movie.
Everything he did was good.
Yeah, and Keanu Reeves, of course. He was always it's almost like when you look over his career, you think he was often not the starring role, of course. But he was often way above just a supporting actor.
Pivotal role.
Yeah, crucial. The movie would be completely different without him. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems. Expert installation, 24/7 support, generatorsource.com. Taking a look at the big board, just one main area right now. We have a vehicle crash at Navarre Parkway right near Highway 87. Roadway is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to the text on what was your favorite Gene Hackman movie or the one you want to remember. It's not necessarily your favorite. Young Frankenstein, and whenever this comes up, I have to acknowledge that it's been a long time, maybe if ever, since I've seen Young Frankenstein. So
you've never seen that movie?
I can't remember, think I haven't. So, listen, if that's my biggest flaw, but I'll embrace it. No, it's in my embarrassed to admit it category for sure. Somebody else says Hoosiers. Somebody else says Heist. Oh yeah, Heist is such a great movie. Isn't that also is that Delroy Lindo? Who's the black character in that? Because I know he was in Get Shorty with Delroy Lindo, and God, that is a great movie. The follow-up was not so good, but that was a fantastic movie. Let's see. Somebody else here says, Mississippi Burning. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Great That's example. Fantastic movie. You think of that maybe a little bit more as being the guy from Platoon, all of a sudden my brain. I'll think of it in a second. But, that's a hard movie to watch because that's about a hard event in the past about the disappearance of the three poll workers in the South. It's a really, really painful, horrible movie to watch, but it is a very, very good movie. Small part in Young Frankenstein, The Blind Man. Okay, very good. Let's see.
And don't forget, he was a theater actor, too.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. It was on
but
Broadway.
That often fits.
Did television. So he was a very trained, part of that old school, well-trained actor. Well, I love acting, as you know.
Sure.
So he's a subtle actor, so you do get pulled in, like you said. He may not have the lead, but he's standing in their corner, you're going, what is he thinking?
You
kind of look at him going, what is going on? Because he always was interesting.
There's something captivating about it. And
very subtle.
The multidimensional characters, they're always not just the villain, but they're villain you kind of like. Or they're the good guy that you kind of think, should I?
Yeah.
You know, write that. Let's see. Oh, somebody, this is funny. Somebody says, I was purchasing a bottle of wine last week. I reached for my driver's license, and the clerk said, that's okay, sir. I see your Blockbuster membership card.
Oh.
All right.
I miss Blockbuster.
Scarecrow with Al Pacino, somebody says. Not my favorite, but pretty good. Behind Enemy Lines. In Bat 21. Oh, man, it's been years since I've seen that movie. I don't even remember that. But, I remember the movie that exists. It's a war movie. It's Lieutenant Colonel Hemberton. Willem Dafoe, thank you. I couldn't lay my hand on it mentally. Behind Enemy Lines, Superman. Oh, yes. I mean, the Lex Luthor character in Superman is... It's such a different take on Lex Luthor than being, you know, because even though he's about ready to destroy California and kill people, including Lois Lane, but that gets fixed. It's okay. Not to spoil the ending.
I think that was his talent, though. He never played the obvious.
Yeah, it was something.
There was more to it.
Really sinister, but with a smirk or something else in there. No, yeah. I completely agree about that. Let's see. Any key ones that we're forgetting? I think we said, you know, most of the main ones. I just wanted to check my quick list here because I want to give credit where credit is due. Oh, I knew there was one. Okay, so he's in Extreme Measures, which is great. He was in The Conversation, of course. And, you know, we mentioned The French Connection and Enemy of the State, Unforgiven, Get Short. No, but there is one that I forgot about. No Way Out with Kevin Costner and Sean Young.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which is, by the way, a great spy thriller. Mm-hmm. A great spy thriller movie. If you have not seen it, those who know Yuri, I'll just say that. But that is a great movie. All right, that's our frivolous topic for the day. And I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't leave you with some kind of an audio reminder. So here's from Unforgiven.
All right, gentlemen, he's got one barrel left. When he fires that, take out your pistols and shoot him down like the mangy scoundrel he is.
Oh, his character in that movie is so good. This is from Get Shorty.
Ray Barboni?
Who is this?
Is this the guy they call Ray Bones?
It depends. Who is this?
Who is this?
This is the one telling you the way it is.
Okay, so this this Zim guy, what is he asking for? A finder's fee or something? Is that what we're talking about here?
Hey, Zim don't ask for Zim tells you the way it is, or else.
Or else what?
Or else use your f***ing imagination.
No, that's exactly it. And then what I think is probably one of the all-time classic lines from Crimson Tide, which is when he's arguing with Denzel Washington about the right way to do things on the ship and whether to obey orders you disagree with.
Do you agree with that policy, sailor?
Absolutely, sir.
We're here to preserve democracy, not to practice it.
So good. 852 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can guide you through that process. And I always think, like, you know, it's not just the formality of having a realtor. It's you want somebody who's going to really add value to what you're doing. Make sure you get the best price buying or the best price selling and, you know, give you the assurance that you really made a good choice of getting this person on your team, especially if it's a first-time transaction for you. Man, I tell you, first time you buy or sell a house, I mean, you're going to lose your mind. Like, it's just, there's so many things, and it's so stressful and such a big decision, and you're going to feel, you know, scared about it. That's normal. But you want a realtor who can help guide you through that process so you feel less scared, less regret, less concern. They can really answer your questions and make you feel, you know, comfortable and safe and that it's all going to work out and then get you all the way through to closing because a lot of times that doesn't happen. She and her team at Leavenworth Realty sell 175 homes in 23, 165 homes in 24, a lot of homes over and over and over again. They know the market and they know how to help. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Tomorrow at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Grand Mardi Gras Parade is Saturday, beginning at 2. Join in the true showcase of community spirit and celebration. Get all the info at PensacolaMardiGras.com. Sunday is the Mardi Gras Parade with Island Atmosphere. The crew of Rex Parade rolls at 2 on Pensacola Beach. See PensacolaBeachMardiGras.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
None of this ever happened, gentlemen. And I don't want to see any paperwork on this.
Is that Roz from Monsters, or is that one of the participants in the shade meeting in Milton? Oh! Oh, my God. I haven't even had a chance to get into that. This last meeting in Milton, I have all the cuts. It's ready to go. I don't know if it'll be tomorrow or Monday, but... Oh. You know, Milton is definitely my guilty displeasure, so it's just... It's amazing. It's really... Just when you think you couldn't be surprised by a thing... I watch another meeting and I think, well, I did not see that coming. See, BJ's got traffic on the fives. BJ?
Thanks, Andrew. There's a vehicle crash on Navarre Parkway right near Highway 87. Roadway is clear. That's all we're seeing right now. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Well, that was fast.
I try to keep it brief.
I like it. All right. Oh, man. What else do we have going on? Oh, you know what? This might be kind of fun. I'm going to do something. It's a little out of the time slot, but I'm going to do it anyway. Meg, you're going to play a game with us because I have you here in studio with me. We never get to do this with anybody but the producer. Here goes. Who are you?
The pundits like to slice and dice our country into red states and blue states. Red states for Republicans, blue states for Democrats.
Nice thing about you, Joe, is that you can sound like a liberal, but at heart you're an American.
Who filed it?
Who filed it? The game is I tell you a bill that's been filed in the legislature in Tallahassee. Session starts Monday. And then you tell me whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. PJ, by the way, did great earlier. He went 11 for 14, so he got 11 and three wrong.
Okay,
so
I'm gonna, versus Meg.
Yeah,
I like
this,
it.
This is good. Okay.
Oh, this is so unfair. I'm unprepared. So unprepared.
SB212, official state bird, assigning a commission, a blue ribbon panel, to decide what will the state bird be in the state of Florida after every single year we go through this conversation. Democrat or Republican? PJ?
I already took the test.
Oh, all right, you're good. Meg.
Oh, that's not fair. I want to know what he said.
No, I'm going to go. He already did. He did well. So, Democrat or Republican?
Oh, gosh.
Got to be fast.
Democrat.
It is a Democrat. Tina Scott Polsky, one for one. Treatment of inmates, HB 185, creating a kind of bill of rights for inmates in the state correctional system, ventilation, food, emergency food, time to eat, female products, toothpaste, medical attention. Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
It is, in fact. Dottie Hart. That's right. Two for two. See, this is not that hard. Wait. Preemption of firearms and ammunition. HB 6003, repealing the preemption of the field of regulation of firearms and ammunition of the legislature, allowing cities and counties to regulate firearms as they see fit or not. A Republican or Democrat?
Ooh, that's tricky. Republican.
Democrat. Ooh. Democrat. See, Republicans have it protected, so you cannot regulate.
You lost me on the two or three preemptions. I wasn't sure which was which.
This is one where they want to let cities or counties regulate guns more than the state is willing to do so.
Okay.
That's why they're doing this. So two for three. Generated child pornography, HB 233, would make it illegal to generate, even through artificial means like a computer, which right now is weirdly not illegal. I can't believe it's not, but it isn't. And then we had this case here locally. Who wants to prevent AI, for example, from generating child pornography? Democrats or Republicans?
I would say both, but I'll go with
I would assume this is going to pass. It's Michelle Rayner. That's right. Michelle Rayner used to be Michelle Rayner Goolsbee, but yeah, she's a Democrat. Withholding funds from the return of cash bonds. If you put up your bond and then there are court costs and fees associated with your trial, currently they can hold that out of the bond. This bill would make it so that, like, if grandma puts up your bond, she gets her money back. But if you put up the bond, it can be used to pay court costs. Who wants to make that change?
Democrat.
Republican, Alex Andrade. Yeah. It's a bill he tried in the past and is trying again. Good job. You did well. I think I like 4 out of 6.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
VA facilities are continuing to test veterans for toxic exposures. We'll have more on that right after this update from Fox News Radio 92.3.